Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
So, the Summer Nights virtual edition started exactly a week ago when the executive mayor addressed the city and switched on this massive Christmas tree and the lights. Got somebody on the line, the acting mayoral spokesperson, Councillor Mornay Steyn, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, team, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you. I have a question for you. What is the meaning behind the tree, and why did you guys decide to put it up in front of the City Hall?
Yeah, look, due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the regulations that have been imposed, we obviously couldn't do any lodge events at the beaches and public areas as we usually do. If you think about just the opening of season, the kind of crowds it usually brings down to the beach, it just wasn't feasible to do anything like that this year. So in order to prevent that, we decided to do a virtual opening of season. And we couldn't do fireworks or a parade down Beach Road as usual. So we put up a massive Christmas tree for the festive season in front of our City Hall, which is obviously also a landmark in the city. And we also placed a big selfie frame in front of it and the tree in the City Hall. So the tourists can go down and take some pictures and get a bit of a vibe of our city. I can attest to it. I've already taken my kids down. It's quite fun.
Mornay, listen, congratulations on pivoting and being innovative and just, you know, getting on board with doing business unusually. So far, the opening of the season and three Summer Nighty Live sessions were broadcast on Mpumakapa TV and other online platforms. What can we expect for the rest of the season?
Yes, thanks for the question. We obviously have to do things, as you say, in a different manner this year. So this evening, we are actually broadcasting the annual Utenate picnic that will also be live on Mpumakapa TV. It won't be a physical picnic as it usually is outdoors, but we are still creating an experience where the public can be entertained by our local artists. They can view the events happening on Mpumakapa TV, as I said. Then on the 27th of December, we are having our comedy show, which is hosted by your very own Roland Gaspar and other locally known or nationally known comedians, such as Fix Maholder, will also be appearing. Then, of course, we have our final Summer Nighty session on the 29th and our New Year's Eve announcement on the 31st, believe it or not.
Now, Mornay, since the President set a curfew for Nelson Mandela Bay to 10 p.m, what advice can you give to our listeners who still want to do the countdown into the new year?
Now, look, Charlie, unfortunately, nothing is normal, and we're living in a new normal in not only our city, our country, but also the world. So we are looking at different ways, as we've said. And obviously, due to the rise in infections, especially in our city, which has been the hotspot in the country, we have to ensure that our citizens abide by the regulations to spread the or stop the spread of the coronavirus, at least. So my advice is stay at home, have your own countdown with your family in the comfort of your own home, turn on Mpumakapa TV and watch our show we are presenting you with, and join in with the countdown and be entertained while being safe.
Awesome stuff. Sounds like
fantastic.
Fun. Anything else you'd like to share about Summer Nighty 2020, Councillor Mornay Steyn?
Yeah, one, thanks. The municipality is obviously asking people to abide by the regulations. Nothing is more important than saving lives at this time of year, and obviously we don't want to lose loved ones at such a special time. So we're asking you, please don't go down to the beaches. Don't go to public areas where people congregate and you aren't allowed to be at this stage. There will be legal complications and implications as a result. Wear your mask. Do not go out at 12 a.m. on New Year's Eve and set off fireworks. Stay at home and be safe. Enjoy our full interactive virtual program in the comfort of your own home and be safe and enjoy it with your loved ones.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.